Hi, welcome to the Project Geospatial. I'm Adam Simmons at GeoHunt 2022. This round, I have the pleasure of speaking with Akash Parikh with Pixel. First off, tell me a little bit about yourself, how you got involved in the geospatial industry, and we'll dive into the company.
Yeah, I have a background in frontier tech and enterprise sales for the last 8 years, and I was working in ag tech when I stumbled upon a few remote sensing data sets and how they could be used to solve problems with regards to yield estimation in crops. And that was my first tryst with the power of Earth observation data. And Pixel was a company that was doing this upstream, wherein they were actually building a completely new data set for hyperspectral data that collects information in far more detail and services multiple sectors, right? The mining sector, the oil and gas sector, the environmental sector, also the government. So it really was an opportunity for me to sort of, you know, expand my interest across sectors from just agriculture.
Excellent. So Pixel, what is it? What do you do?
We're a space data company, and we were established in Feb 2019 following a study of today's existing Earth observation data sets. And we found that there was always some sort of compromise or trade-off. Either the data sets were not too coarse spatially, or the imaging wasn't frequent enough to get a consistent outlook on a certain phenomenon that was important to track pretty frequently, or there wasn't enough spectral detail where we didn't have really the wavelengths to give us the information that really mattered, such as vegetation stress or greenhouse gas emissions or pollution levels in a certain water body that we wanted to monitor. And we realized that we needed a better class of satellites to be able to solve these problems. And that was sort of what inspired the hyperspectral constellation with Pixel, where we're building the world's first 5-meter hyperspectral constellation to be able to detect and discern the planet with a level of spectral detail that today's satellites don't do.
So this is a dedicated hyperspectral constellation at 5-meter resolution.
Correct.
So what's the what kind of footprint are we looking at for size?
It's going to be a total of 36 satellites, and when we launch the 36 satellites, we will have global coverage and a daily revisit.
A daily revisit.
Yeah.
Excellent. Is that intraday revisit as well, or just daily revisit?
Just daily revisit.
Okay. How is it, what's your business model in terms of onboarding, tasking customers, allowing customers to task the satellites, or selling the imagery to customers? Is there any unique differentiators there? That's a big point within our industry.
Yeah, so the satellites are designed for background tasking, so we will be collecting archival imagery and making it available to the mining, oil and gas, as well as the defense and the environment sectors. Having said that, it is possible to be able to task the satellite once our commercial constellation phase launches. So there will be a certain amount of tasking capability that will be built into the satellite. We also have a slew capability of 30 degrees on either side, so that's definitely going to be possible, and that's going to unlock a few disaster management use cases, a few critical defense and maritime use cases, so that's definitely built in.
Excellent. When do you launch?
We launched our first satellite last year with our partners. That was an internal launch where we wanted to prove the concept. So that's already beaming data. We launched our second satellite on the 1st of April, just a few weeks ago, on a SpaceX rocket. And we have another launch coming up in August of this year. So we will have 3 satellites by the end of the year. And the first commercial phase of the constellation, which will be a batch of 6, is what will launch in 2023.
Excellent. So just around the corner, huh?
Yeah.
So do you imagine by next GeoHunt, we're probably already set to have you showcasing what you have to offer, huh?
Yeah. Well, actually by the end of the year, so before that. And hopefully by the next GeoHunt, we'll have the next suite of data sets as well.
Oh, that's excellent. Yeah. Awesome. Well, with that said, I'm trying to think if there's anything else. You've covered the bases pretty well. While you're here, obviously hyperspectral is a sensor that is definitely needs a lot more focus from a constellation perspective. Historically, hyperspectral has been a complement on much bigger satellite constellations, unique to data imagery scientists. But now it's becoming more wider needed across the board. So with that said, do you have anything else that you'd like to share about Pixel to our audience?
Yeah, I'd love to talk about some of the use cases that we've seen a lot of traction in. I'd say with agriculture, because with hyperspectral data, you're able to look at the biophysical and biochemical properties. We're able to provide information on crop and vegetation stress a lot earlier than it becomes physically visible, which is where today's constellations start picking it up. So we're able to provide stress information at a much earlier point in the crop cycle. We're able to look at methane emissions along a certain pipeline. So we're able to really provide early warning signs to the big energy companies. Because we're sensitive to aerosols in the atmosphere, we're actually able to look at greenhouse gas emissions and also work with large commercial as well as government players to look at carbon sequestration. So I'd say those are the unique opportunities with hyperspectral. And while hyperspectral itself has been in the labs, our innovation is actually making it space-borne, which means providing it at a level that's accessible and affordable. And that's really the big innovation.
Excellent. Awesome. And for those interested in getting a hold of you for your upcoming commercialization of your constellation, what's the best way for them to do that?
They can go on to pixel.space. That's our website.
And that's P-I-X-X-E-L?
Yeah, P-I-X-X-E-L.space. So that's our website. It has plenty of information. We also have a few white papers on the use cases for hyperspectral data that we've published. And there's a button to be able to reach out to us, whether you want to be a partner, whether there's a media inquiry, whether you want to be a customer. So that's probably the best way to find us.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate you giving us your insights on your company. That's awesome. We all look forward to it. We can't get enough of hyperspectral, of course. And, well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Adam. Appreciate it.
Yes, I'm Adam Simmons of Project Geospatial here with Pixel. We'll talk to everybody next time.